When I went no contact with my mother, my decision was made in a moment of extreme distress. It was immediately after I had learned that she had done something that I would consider a huge and very unexpected betrayal. And I won't go into it all right now, but if you're interested in that, you can go to queenbeeing.com/story and you can read the whole story there. I remember feeling completely blindsided and devastated in the moment that this happened. And the first thing I did was pick up the phone and I called my mother to confront her. In hindsight, I probably wouldn't have given her the satisfaction of doing that, but at the time I didn't fully understand exactly what I had been dealing with throughout my life. Anyway, when I told her that I knew what she had done, she began to freak out. She screamed and she yelled and she raged at me. And I pretty quickly told her never to call me again and hung up the phone. At the time, I didn't really know what going no contact meant, but I would later learn that I had somehow instinctively made the right choice in that moment. Over the next couple of weeks, I learned through the grapevine that the extended family had been talking about me in some pretty interesting ways. It seemed that they believed I would be back, and at the very least, that they'd see me for the holidays. Reportedly, they said that I was just being dramatic and begging for attention. In reality, I was done. And to be honest with you, I still am. But at the time, they were in denial, or so I thought. Later, I would learn that my mother had been playing the victim. She acted like she had absolutely no idea why I stopped talking to her, and she told people she was afraid that I would come and physically hurt her, despite the fact that I'd never even raised a hand to her or even been verbally aggressive, really. Of course, she omitted the fact that she had been very physically aggressive to me until I was 18. A few weeks passed by, and I learned that my mother had planned to send my brother to my home without notice, which was not acceptable to me. It was a sort of sneak attack they planned to straighten me out, apparently, or confront me for having gone no contact with the family. When I learned this, I sent a quick email explaining that he wasn't welcome and that if he did show up, I would have to call the police. Side note, my brother was involved in what my mother did, and that's why I felt this way. It wasn't just that I was randomly kicking members of my family out of my life. Well, a couple months after that, someone told me that my mother had been using my name in a newsletter that she was sending out to around 300 people by mail for her work, saying that I had mental health issues and that people should pray for me. Yeah, well, that was taken care of with another quick email and a brief reminder that I happened to have a much bigger audience than she did, some of which included her people. It turned out that the threat of exposure was enough to stop the smearing, in this case anyway. So why did this narcissist behave in this way? What was she thinking? And what was the one thing that I had done that she just couldn't accept? Well, it seemed that I had managed to do the number one thing that narcissists just can't accept. I just didn't realize it at the time. So what was it? What exactly was the thing I did that made her act like that? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeeing.com. The one thing that narcissists can't accept and what to expect when it happens. So let's get started. If you have been profoundly impacted by one or more narcissists in your life, whether it was a parent, an ex, a friend, or even a coworker, you might already know what to expect from them. And you're probably well aware that there are many things that a narcissist cannot and will not accept. You know that they will not accept being confronted or criticized, and they won't accept you living your life on your own terms. And you know that they won't tolerate you speaking up for yourself. They most definitely cannot stand being humiliated or embarrassed, and while they can't imagine what would happen if they were to be exposed for what they truly are, the idea of it is so painful for them that they literally lie about themselves about who and what they are. But none of these things are as big of an issue for a narcissist as the one we're discussing today. So then what is the number one thing that narcissists can't accept? Drumroll, please. It's simple. A narcissist will never accept rejection. They just can't. That's right. Rejection is the one thing narcissists cannot accept. So what does rejection mean to a narcissist? Well, fearing and disliking the feeling of being rejected isn't just a narcissistic thing. Nearly everyone has this fear. But for narcissists, feeling rejected can happen in any number of situations. Obviously, if they're turned down, if they ask you to be with them, they're going to feel rejected. We get that, right? Or if a friend or family member refuses to speak to or see them due to a decision to go no contact, they're going to feel rejected. If they don't get the job they wanted, they'll feel rejected. And honestly, I think all of those things are fairly normal. We can relate to those things, right? However, a narcissist might also feel rejected if they just don't get what they want or if a situation doesn't happen to go their way. They might feel rejected if they call you and you don't have time to talk to them, or if they want to see you and you're at work and you can't leave right then. They're going to feel rejected if you're spending time with your kid and you make that a priority over them. And they might feel rejected if they see you in public but you don't happen to see them. Seriously. Or maybe you decide to go out with your friends one night and you ask them to stay home and take care of the kids. They feel rejected. Maybe they feel rejected because you won an award and they didn't win one too. And that's even true if the award is something that they're not involved with, like your job or a particular talent you have that they don't. They're going to feel rejected even if they don't know the answer to a question and someone else does, or if they misspell a word and you call them out on it, or if they fail at literally anything at all. Of course, the biggest rejection for a narcissist is the moment you decide you're done with their abuse and you go no contact. You refuse to see them or speak to them. You block them on social media. You actively avoid them. This makes them feel like they've absolutely lost control over you, and they have, but you've also taken away their source of narcissistic supply, maybe for good. So what should you expect if you reject a narcissist? Well, the first thing you need to know here is that rejecting a narcissist, if you ask the narcissist, is practically the kiss of death. It isn't acceptable in their world because their ego just can't handle the emotions associated with it. Plus, if you ask them, they're the ones who get to do the rejecting, not you or anyone else. If you reject a narcissist, you're essentially cutting off their source of narcissistic supply. And my friend, you can expect to deal with a very unpleasant reaction from the narcissist. For all the bravado and grandiosity, you would think that narcissists are practically indestructible. That's what they want you to think. But the truth is that a narcissist will feel like their world is ending at even the tiniest slight that an average person would just let roll right off their back. So let's discuss the primary reactions you can expect from the narcissist after you make it clear that you want nothing to do with them. Number one, narcissistic injury. No matter what actually happened that caused you to reject them, the narcissist will quickly change the narrative of the situation to cast themselves as the victim. They will also talk about you mercilessly during this time, focusing on spreading lies to everyone they know about how you victimized them in some way. This is what we call a smear campaign, and it's how the narcissist sort of advertises their victim status, and at the same time, how they try to get their narcissistic supply needs met. This is very difficult to imagine for your average person because we don't see things the same way a narcissist does. Maybe this will help you think about it a little more clearly. Think about how you feel if you stub your toe in the dark. It throbs with pain. You might find yourself cursing and screaming about it if you're anything like me. Well, the narcissist is going to react just like that when you reject them. It almost feels like a literal injury to them. Number two, narcissistic rage. So if the narcissistic injury didn't do the trick, you can expect a narcissist to become enraged. They feel a mixture of anxiety, shame, and depression as they turn the rejection toward themselves, inward. And when that happens, they direct their rage toward you or anyone else who rejects them. They will scream, yell, hurl insults, and more. They're going to call you names, tear you down as a person, and they will dig at you at every single sensitive topic they can think of, whether it's how you are in bed, what kind of parent you are, how you keep the house, or how bad or good you are with money. Or if they're more covert, they're going to go passive aggressive on you. They might behave vindictively by sabotaging you in ways that can really mess up your life. For example, let's say you have a job interview for your dream job. The narcissist might send screenshots of the photos your friend posted on Facebook that one time you got drunk 5 years ago, hurting your chances of getting the job. Just an example. Number three, they hoover and reject you. This one might be the most painful way a narcissist could react to being rejected, but it's not uncommon. See, in this case, the narcissist will hoover you, as in do anything they can to get you back on board with the relationship, whether it's a romantic one, a family connection, or a friendship. Now, in the story I told at the beginning, it didn't work on me, but I've experienced it in other relationships, and I've heard it from many clients. Essentially, in order to get you back, the narcissist will say all the things you've always wanted to hear, all the things you always wanted them to say, and then they're going to bend over backwards to convince you that this time is different. This time, they're really serious, and they're totally going to follow through with all the promises they've made you. You're going to doubt them at first, but eventually, you'll probably give in, either out of exhaustion or genuine hope. In either case, hold on to your hat, my friend, because once they're sure that you're 100% committed to them again, they're going to do something you won't be expecting. They're going to reject you. And then you'll be back to square one, wondering what is wrong with you and posting in your support groups about how you can't believe you fell for it again. You're going to doubt your own intelligence and you're going to feel humiliated and embarrassed. They, however, will, at least temporarily, feel vindicated because they got you back for rejecting them in the first place. Any of that sound familiar to you? If so, I want you to remember that you're not alone and that you can take back your life and find happiness. In fact, I'm going to leave a playlist for you right here to help you do exactly that, so be sure to take a peek at it when you get a minute. So, what'd you think? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever committed the one act that narcissists cannot accept? And if so, how did you manage the fallout? If not, are you considering it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right here. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.